Hey, Randy, what do classic crime shows, The Meaning of Christmas, The History of the United States, and Alka-Seltzer all have in common?
Well, Steve, those seemingly random topics you listed have all been subjects of the satirical genius of Stan Freberg, a true Renaissance man and one of our Laugh Track's legends of comedy.
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And this time, our legend of comedy is Stan Freberg. Born in 1926 in Pasadena, Stan found his calling early, gaining work as a voice actor. In the early 1950s, Stan launched a series of recordings for Capitol Records, parodying popular music and TV shows. A 1951 take on the classic police show Dragnet went gold and brought Stan to a wider audience.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him.
Now, in 1961, Stan released his epic, United States of America, Volume 1, The Early Years, combining Broadway-style musical numbers with sharp comedy sketches. Let's take a listen to Stan's retelling of the Declaration of Independence.
On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains there.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again?
Stan was a master of what we like to call affectionate irreverence. He made some sharp points, but with a soft touch. Still, Freberg had an edgier side. Here's a taste of his classic retelling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Green Christmas.
But Mr. Scrooge...
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes.
During much of the 1960s and 70s, Stan brought his production genius to television, cutting numerous classic ads, including this gem for Alka-Seltzer that spawned a national catchphrase.
Mamma mia, that's a some piece to cut spicy meatballs, Jack. Sorry. Take 28.
Now that is a trip to the Wayback Machine. While his recordings tapered off as radio stations played less comedy, Stan stayed active with voice acting, screenwriting, and hosting a syndicated anthology of vintage radio shows. He was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 1995.
You can find out more about Stan Freberg and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at laughtracksradio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.